I had leave. It was called compassionate leave. And my officers had to sign it, male officers. So it was usually for a death or a marriage. So they said, well, what is this for? I said, getting married. You're getting married, aren't you too young? I said, no. Well, how old are you? I said, I'm 19. Who are you marrying? I said, American. I shouldn't have said that, really. They were very put out. They're taking cream with a crop, kidnapping our wonderful girls. I just stood there, I didn't smile, I didn't dare. My mother had put a notice in the paper saying a WAAF, W-A-A-F, would like to be married in a beautiful wedding gown. Titled women did send gowns around to the service women. The chauffeur drove up to our estate with a big box. I mean, it sounds like a movie, but it was true. I was home by then. Looked out the window, gave my measurements. There was a beautiful long satin gown, Queen Anne collar, long sleeves, pointy sleeves, buttons down the front. Beautiful, heavy satin. But I had a borrowed veil. No stockings, no slip. Somebody's sandals, I didn't care. No uniform. And it was wonderful. Reception in our living room, small. I think a couple of bottles of beer. You couldn't stay in a hotel, but we managed to get a bus, a special bus, like a nice fancy bus called Charabang. Went to the nearest town, seaside town. And my mother had a sister whose husband was in the tank corps, and they found a neighbor's bedroom. They tried everywhere, because the Canadians had all the hotels that were coming back to Canada. And I think there was another American in town that day. And they both saluted each other. It had been foggy when I came over the moors to be married. Cold, damp. Sun came out on my wedding day. Lasted 10 days. We went to the beach. Of course, my husband's in his uniform. I had a couple of civvies, which you weren't supposed to wear, borrow clothes. It was wonderful. It was marvelous, both of us out of the war. No WAAFs, no squashed trains, no orders, no bombings. It was the most wonderful time of my whole life.